And Al-Saudi warplanes have once again targeted residential areas in Yemen. That's where much of the country's infrastructure has been reduced to near rubble in 3 years since the kingdom launched a devastating war there. In the latest airstrike, Saudi warplanes bombed the province of Amran, killing at least 12 Yemeni civilians. Elsewhere in Hajjah province, Saudi fighter jets targeted a residential area there, killing six people there. And women and children are among the victims. Meanwhile, the Yemeni army has targeted an industrial complex in Saudi Arabia's Jizan region with a ballistic missile in response to the kingdom's bombardment. Yemenis say they'll continue their fight until Riyadh stops its aggression against their country. Saudi war on its southern neighbor has killed nearly 15,000 Yemenis, many of them women and children. Joining us now is out of Madison, Wisconsin, is James H. Fetzer, Professor Emeritus at the University of Minnesota Duluth. Hello, Professor. Thanks for coming back to the program to see us. Now, your thoughts on, you know, this never-ending saga in Yemen, Professor.
Well, a UN panel of experts has reviewed 10 Saudi airstrikes and found back in January that even if the Saudi Arabian-led coalition had targeted legitimate military objectives, it was highly unlikely that the principles of international humanitarian law of proportionality and precautions in attack were being respected. In other words, the Saudis have a history now of being a profligate in killing civilians as well as military targets, and I think that the UN ought to be taking another look. I suspect enthusiasm for these activities by Saudi Arabia is on the wane.
Tell me one thing. Why is it that Washington says Iran cannot have a missile program for its own self-defense, yet Riyadh can have American-made missiles as long as it uses it on innocent women and children in Yemen? How does that make sense?
Oh, it's completely hypocritical and disgraceful. Iran is one of the peace-loving nations of the world, which hasn't launched a war of aggression against another state since 1775. The ratification of the Constitution began in 1787. George Washington elected president in 1789. So for longer than the United States has existed as a constitutional republic, Saudi Arabia has not launched a war of aggression. This is very unfair, purely political, completely biased, and appears to be exemplifying an Israeli Zionist agenda, sad to say.
I want to thank you for joining us one more time out of Madison, Wisconsin there, Professor James H. Fetzer out of the University of Minnesota Duluth. Thank you, sir.